Talk 610 AM and 102.1 FM. KVNU.
KVNU News Time is 4:05. I'm Bill Walter with this news update brought to you by Cove Meadow Farms. And as you were listening in the last hour, we did hold a press conference on last night's shooting, which occurred late last night, officer-involved shooting of a Logan man on 200 East at approximately 300 North. Logan City Police Chief Gary Jensen said officers were called to that home at around 8:30 last night after Roger Darren Barker claimed he was going to shoot himself. SWAT teams and negotiators were later called to the area and set up a perimeter around the home. Negotiations continued at times over the next 3 hours, but about 11:45 last night, Barker stood on his front porch and shot at police with a handgun, striking an officer's patrol car. Another officer and a Cache County Sheriff's deputy returned fire, striking Barker, knocking him down. Jensen said paramedics were immediately summoned and transported Barker to Logan Regional Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. At that press conference last hour, Logan Police Chief Gary Jensen and Cache County Sheriff Chad Jensen spoke at that press conference and said there will be an outside police force or police agency that will be investigating this shooting.
As you well know, in these situations, it's our obligation, both the sheriff and I, to work with these officers that were involved in the shooting. They've been placed on administrative leave. This is routine. And obviously, we have a lot of investigative necessity going forward, and we'll be keeping in touch with those officers and working with them.
So, as Sheriff or Chief Jensen mentioned, there they have been placed on administrative leave, as is the protocol in these situations. No one else was reportedly injured. Earlier in the night, police had initiated a reverse 911 call to local neighbors, asking them to remain in their homes. Barker reportedly threatened negotiators several times during the standoff, saying he wanted to see how many people were going to die. So we'll have much more on the press conference in later newscasts here on KBNU. KBNU weather for tonight, mostly clear skies, low around 50, and then sunny tomorrow into the low 90s. Sunny to partly cloudy on Saturday and mid-90s for the high. It's been warmer than it's been pretty much all week. 88 has been our high. It's 88 right now at KBNU. KBNU weather is brought to you by Evolution Design. Dinner, homework, games, your kitchen countertops are the center of your home. Granite countertops from Evolution Design are more durable and stain-resistant and always look beautiful. Ask about new engineered marble. For the look and feel of marble at a bargain price, visit Evolution Design, their showroom in Smithfield, or online at evogranite.com.
In April, you thought about planting some trees, but the weather would not cooperate. In May, same thing. Now the heat of summer is on, and you really wish you had some shade trees in your yard. Cove Meadow Farms has hundreds, no, thousands of trees. Every tree in a transferable pot. So yes, you can plant trees in the heat of summer, and they will be fine. For a fun way to buy a tree, visit Cove Meadow Farms, about a mile east of the highway in Cove. Call 760-7874. 760-7874.
KBNU News Time is 4:08, and we have learned that Highway Patrol troopers and deputies are responding to a single vehicle accident in Logan Canyon, U.S. 89. No injuries reported in that accident. 2015 Cache County Fair and Rodeo is coming up soon, opening to the public on Thursday, August 6th, and continuing through Saturday, August 8th. Cache County Executive Craig Butters is hoping a lot of people will be at the fairgrounds during that time. He's also hoping that by this time next year, or at least by 2017, there will be a lot of improvements at the fairgrounds. Butters told members of the council on Tuesday that right now he is exploring different funding options.
Bonding would be one possibility, probably not the most attractive option right now. A dedicated wraps tax for several years, we could dedicate the wraps tax for that. We do have some surplus budget right now, some in our budget reserve.
The estimated cost is $5.2 million to $5.5 million. Butter said plans are for a new multi-purpose building that would take the place of all the old exhibit buildings. KBNU News Time is 4:10. For more details on these and other stories, visit CacheValleyDaily.com.
The newsmakers, the stories. Get it all here. News Talk KVNU, 610 AM and 102.1 FM.
Did you know that there are over 53,000 Utahns without access to health care? Many have low-wage jobs and cannot afford health insurance, or are simply not old enough to qualify for Medicare. These hard-working, uninsured Utahns face health problems that go untreated because they lack access to affordable care. These individuals would benefit from Governor Herbert's Healthy Utah Plan. The Healthy Utah Plan helps Utahns who are working but are not offered coverage or are offered plans that are too expensive. The Healthy Utah Plan uses federal funding we've already paid to allow these individuals to buy private health insurance and would return over $260 million taxpayer dollars a year to our state and back into our economy. Under the Healthy Utah Plan, over 72,000 hardworking Utahns would be able to see a doctor when they need to, and our state's economy would gain 3,000 health sector jobs. Bottom line, this plan supports Utah families and our local economy. Call your legislator at 801-538-1029 and tell them you support Governor Herbert's Healthy Utah Plan.
Oh, we live in a great area. Are you just back from scouting or a camping trip? Don't take your sleeping bags to the dry cleaner. Come to Mount Logan Laundry. For just a few quarters, our 55 or 80-pound washers and 80-pound dryers will have those bags clean for your next trip. Mount Logan Laundry has free Wi-Fi and drop-off service, plus they're open until midnight. Mount Logan Laundry really is the cleanest spot in town. Find them at 5th East and 9th North in Logan or in Brigham City on the corner of 1st East and 7th South. Mount Logan Laundry.
Now is the time, and Murdoch Volkswagen is the place for no-regrets savings. Right now, during the Volkswagen Model Year-End Sales Event, lease a new 2015 Jetta S for only $147 per month. That's less than $5 per day. Or take advantage of 0% financing for 72 months on any new TDI clean diesel Passat. That's right, 0% or less than $5 per day. You gotta come and see us at the all-new Murdoch Volkswagen, or see us online at MurdochVW.com.
All offers OEC, Jetta S being the transmission, $147 per month is a 36-month lease. See dealer for complete details. Offer ends 7/31/15.
It will be an unforgettable evening. Carl Orff's classic Carmina Burana. One night only, Wednesday, August 5th, in the Ellen Echols Theater. Utah Festival Orchestra, American Festival Chorus, and Stellar Soloists, all directed by Dr. Craig Jessup. It's all part of Utah Festival's 23rd season, including La Boheme, Carousel, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and Man of La Mancha. 131 events, world-class talent, utahfestival.org.
Your community. There's not another place like it on Earth. It's where you live and work, where your children play and go to school. It takes a lot to keep a community growing, and you can help by doing business locally instead of spending your dollars out of town.
This message brought to you by Stephen Parkinson and Clearwater Wealth Management. Steve is a certified 401k specialist and has been helping people manage their investments and retirement accounts for almost 30 years. Let him help you. 752-8504 or steve@clearwaterwm.com.
Looks right, pump fake, throw it towards the end zone, wide open, he makes the catch, touchdown Aggies!
The Utah State sports season's nearly here, and we can hardly wait. This is Voice of the Aggies, Al Lewis, and we'd love to have your business as part of our coverage of the Aggies. As an Aggie radio sponsor, you'll be in every exciting game, home and away, plus being an Aggie radio sponsor allows you to reach people every day of the week, not just a few days a year. Become an Aggie radio sponsor today. Call 752-5141. That's 752-5141.
The Tour of Utah is coming to Logan and has some fun events for children. On July 31st, Logan Regional Hospital will host a bike rodeo with special appearances from Tour of Utah athletes. Come see the athletes from 6 till 8 p.m. And on race day, August 3rd, a children's race sprint to the finish beginning right after the finish of the women's race. Visit tourofutah-logan.com for children event details.
KVNU's For the People with Jason Williams and Bill Walter.
And it is Utah known as the fraud capital of the world. Not because we have more people committing fraud, but because we have so many people falling for it.
Going beneath the headlines and connecting you to the newsmakers.
The radio is a great way to get the word out to a lot of people in an emergency. So we thank you for your help and being a partner with us.
For the People on News Talk KVNU, 610 AM, 102.1 FM. Online at 610kvnu.com and on the KVNU mobile app.
Welcome to KVN News for the People. It is Thursday, July 30th. I'm Jason Williams, hour one of today's show. We've got a lot to get to in this hour, but we're kicking things off right now with some very special guests in studio, something we hope becomes an annual tradition here on For the People. We kicked this off with the first ever ukulele-themed interview last year at about the same time, but this Saturday, August 1st, the 2015 Ukulele Festival takes place. Here in studio with us, founders and organizers of the Ukulele Festival, from my right to left here, we'll go. We have Danelle Manoa, David Manoa,
hey,
and Jeffrey Olson. Tell us first off, when does this happen and what can people expect? Why should they come out on Saturday?
It happens this Saturday at from between 10 a.m. to about 8 p.m. Kind of depends on how long the open mic competition runs. They just need to come out because it's going to be fun. We've got tons of stuff going on. We just have a huge, huge amount of different things that we'll be we have planned. We have free entertainment. And that's a big thing, is that from the beginning we wanted this to be completely free. And so this is a family-friendly, free event that's full of free entertainment, good, tasty food, lots of vendors. And we'll also have, as always, our free ukulele lessons throughout the day for all ages. And whether you're a beginner or you never picked one up, or you're a pro, come on out. We've got something for you.
Well, and this is, speaking of free, we have a t-shirt we'll be giving away both today and tomorrow, a couple of them actually, to give away. So listeners, stay tuned. We'll tell you how you can win a t-shirt today during this segment. Great t-shirts. We have, of course, the 2015 Utah Ukulele Festival t-shirt, and then we also have the classics, very popular last year, Ukulele Dad. With Dad spelled out in the notes from the frets of an ukulele. And this festival, I actually attended last year after we did the interview. It was a lot of fun. I walked away owning one. I'd never
awesome.
Owned one before.
Yeah.
I did. I bought one.
You didn't bring it, though.
No, I should have brought it, because I did actually learn a couple of very, really simple songs. You guys have also, you've brought instruments with you today, and they'll be playing us out to and back from the breaks today, so be sure to listen and appreciate that as well. This is, a lot of people help sponsor this, help make this happen, but it also gets statewide attention. It is the only one, right? This is the only ukulele festival.
It is the premier Utah ukulele festival. Because there is one down in St. George that's getting started up. There's one
had their first one this year.
Going for a year or two down in American Fork area. But we're the only one that we are aware of that is a full-blown festival with food vendors, regular vendors, just tons of fun stuff. The whole thing's free. We've got lay making this year. We've got hula performance coming up from Salt Lake that's going to come up and provide entertainment about 5 o'clock.
Very cool.
Yeah, we've got just a lot of stuff, and it's kind of our way of giving back to the community and sharing the Aloha spirit with, you know, people here in Utah.
Well, and as you guys have mentioned, this is an opportunity not just to appreciate the music and the sound of the instrument, of the ukulele, but also for people to learn to play, whether they're beginners or advanced. I watched some of the training that was going on last year. Last year, you were kind of kneecapped by weather a bit.
Just a little bit.
You know, record rains. What are we supposed to
do? Sure. It was one of the wettest.
We pleased the Hawaiian gods. They were happy and sent us rain.
It was honestly one of the wettest weekends of the summer that year, but there was still a big crowd, and all of the local artists still got up on the stage and performed many songs, many artists. And I noticed that, I thought this was one of my biggest takeaways, in the crowd under the pavilion there to get out of the rain, those learning from the experts there, you had people ranging from 5-year-olds to, one person I talked to was 65. And all of them standing there learning how to play different songs, different types. And that's something most people don't know. This is an instrument that oftentimes I think is reserved in most people's minds to being sort of a novelty instrument, but it has a long history, not just as an instrument itself, but also the music of the instrument is very specific. specific. It's not something you can say really about a guitar or a piano or even a trumpet. There is ukulele only music.
Yep.
That's they all point to you, Jeff.
Well pointed, Jeff.
You're the scholar, apparently.
I'm going to be giving a history of the ukulele tomorrow at the festival as well.
Saturday.
Saturday, sorry.
That's right. It's been Wednesday to me all day.
That's right. The ukulele has a long and interesting history when it comes to Hawaiian music, but also for mainland music as well. It wasn't strictly on the islands. There's what's Haole music is what it's called here on the mainland, or Hapa Haole music on the islands, where it's half English, half Hawaiian.
Oh, okay.
So there's not only the classic all Hawaiian songs that a lot of people know, like Aloha Oe, but there are a lot of mixture songs with English and Hawaiian. Songs like Pearly Shells that most people know.
Sure. Or, this now, the word ukulele has a meaning as well, right?
Yes.
Tell us a bit about that. Where does that originate from, and what does it mean?
Well, it has several meanings, actually, as most words in Hawaiian do. When the first Portuguese workers came off the boat in Hawaii, they played a little instrument called the rajão, or braquinho, or cavaquinho. They're all variations of British or of Portuguese instruments, small stringed instruments, and when they came off, they played so quickly that native Hawaiians said it looked like jumping fleas across the strings. And so the word ukulele, the most popular definition for the word, means jumping flea.
Wow. I love this. This is great. For listeners out there, our guests again, Danelle and David Manoa and Jeffrey Oldson, founders, organizers, and at this point promoters here in our studio of the 2015 Utah Ukulele Festival. This happens this Saturday, August 1st at Willow Park, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. There are free events, including ukulele lessons, live entertainment, Polynesian dancers, laymaking, workshops, an open mic competition, which was a lot of fun last year to see. I think it was a large number of competitors, and it got competitive. There was some talent.
Yeah, there was.
Man.
There was, you know, definitely some people that came in and prepared and had, you know, written their own songs to come up and do, and it was like, where did these people come from?
Original music. Also the first place I have ever seen an ukulele cover of a Nirvana song during that competition. Yep. It was great. Saturday, August 1st, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. For more information, of course, visit, there's a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/KVNUFTP, or you can visit the website itself, which is Utah Ukfest. UKE, by the way, UtahUkFest.com. Link again on our Facebook page if you can't remember that. And we're going to go to a sports update here. And you guys, you want to play us out?
Sure.
All right, here you have it, listeners, a little taste of what you can see and hear on Saturday.
'Cause when I'm paddling home, gee, when I'm paddling home, first I drift with the tide, pull for the shore, bag her and kiss her and paddle some more, and I keep paddling home, until I find a spot we're alone. Oh, she never says no, so I kiss her and go, paddling, sweet, sweet Madeline, paddling home.
This is a national healthcare alert. If you or a loved one is on Medicare, having difficulty with your knees, or having trouble doing everyday routines within your home because of pain in your knees, we have great news. Because of your Medicare coverage, you may qualify to get a comfortable, pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Have your red, white, and blue card ready to get immediate coverage answers. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. Ask how you can get your custom-fitted, comfortable brace at little or no cost to you. This offer includes free information and free shipping delivered directly to your home. All of the Medicare paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers who also have back braces at no cost to you. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. Call the Mobility Hotline right now.
800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964.
Hot summer days have your refrigerator working overtime to keep things cold. Well, when it's not doing its job, get an upgrade at UNI Furniture. For as low as $529, you can pick up a family-sized fridge. UNI also has great quality American-made sofa and love set starting at $549. And in the carpet department, check out all the remnants. It's a great way to find a bargain price on carpet that looks great but isn't expensive. And that's why they say it's always a better buy at UNI Furniture in downtown Logan at 32 West and First North.
As the summer's war against weeds and pests rages on, a new bug threat starts hopping around, destroying garden plants and flowers. Luckily, you are ready for them with Logan Extermination's Perimeter Grasshopper Control for only $45. It's like a minefield for the minute menace.
Good job, men. Another bug bites the dirt. Let's regroup before the next wave hits.
They do what they are trained to do. Strike terror into termites, bash the bed bugs, and cook the cockroaches. Remember, the brave men and women at Logan Extermination. 734-0363.
Utah State receiving 4 votes in college football's preseason coaches poll to rank tied for 43rd in the nation. The poll came out this morning. Defending champ Ohio State tabbed first in the poll. The Buckeyes were followed by TCU at number 2, Alabama at number 3, Baylor at number 4, Oregon at number 5. Michigan State, Auburn, Florida State, Georgia, and USC rounded out the top 10. Incidentally enough, the Pac-12 released their preseason poll, and USC was picked to win the Pac-12. One school from the Mountain West did make the top 25. Boise State ranked 24th. Air Force also getting some recognition. The Falcons received 5 votes to rank tied for 41st. Utah received 40 votes. BYU received 3. College Sports Madness has announced its preseason All-Mountain West teams, highlighted by Utah State junior linebacker Nick Vigil, being tabbed as the Defensive Player of the Year. In addition to being named Defensive Player of the Year, he joined redshirt senior quarterback Chucky Keaton and senior linebacker Kyler Fackrell on the All-Conference First Team. Eric Franson for KVN.
Well, excuse me!
I hear the swish of rain as it sweeps down the valley. I hear the song of wind as it sighs through the trees. I hear the crash of waves on the rocks and the beaches. I hear the hissing surf and the boom of the seas. I love to dance and sing of the charms of Hawaii, and from a joyful heart sing aloha to you. In every note I'll tell of the spell of my islands, for then I know that you'll be in love with them too.
You just heard David Manoah and
awesome.
Jeffrey Olson. That was live ukulele music here in studio. We have all three of the founders and organizers of the Utah Ukulele Festival 2015. This is happening Saturday, April 1st at Willow Park. The times, again, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Free events include ukulele lessons, live entertainment, Polynesian dancers, lay-making workshops, even an open mic competition, which was amazing to see last year. Details at utahukfest.com. I posted a link to that on our Facebook page as well. And David, Jeffrey, you guys said that you're opening the competition this year.
Yeah,
and you've come up with a band name.
So last year, we had another gentleman with us, and so we came up with the name last year called Jed, but he's not going to be able to make it with us this year. And so we decided to have kind of this fun, making fun of ourselves, kind of name called Hapa and the Haole. So I'm part Hawaiian, which is Hapa, so it's like half Hawaiian, half white. And then Jeff over here, he's the Haole. He's white, but we're owning it, so it's all good. That's why it makes it fun, is because we're owning it.
This is, honestly, this is a fun event, and for listeners, again, I made it out to this last year. It was a record-setting day for rainfall when this happened last year, and yet still a huge crowd, ages 5 to 65 there for the ukulele lessons. Mm-hmm. The live entertainment and the competition was just, it was mind-blowing to see what could be done. A young man got up last year with an ukulele and a guitar mm-hmm. effect pedal, and did some of the most amazing things I've ever seen done with a stringed instrument before in my life. So, again, Saturday, August 1st, this Saturday, the 2015 Ukulele Festival happens at Willow Park, starts at 10 a.m., and we have something, we've got some more for tomorrow as well, so stay tuned. We'll be giving some away tomorrow as well, but right now, first caller that can ask a question about an ukulele, a bit of history, maybe a trivia, play stump.
How about it's like
stump.
Challenge Jeff?
That's right, here. Challenge Jeff. Play some stump.
I agreed to this.
We're playing Stump Jeff with ukulele history questions. Come up with a question, or if you have an ukulele story, 753-5868. First caller in the next, let's say, 5 minutes here, we've got a classic ukulele dad t-shirt for you. So obviously we recommend this maybe be a dad that calls. 753-5868, an ukulele story or an ukulele question, and the t-shirt's yours. You guys, we haven't talked about this a little bit, but there is a personal reason that you guys all get involved in this. This isn't just fun for you guys. You really appreciate this music, this instrument. Tell us a bit about your personal story on this.
Well, Jeff and I, we worked together up on campus, and Jeff approached me, 2 years ago? 2.5 years ago?
It would have to be at least.
Yeah. That's true. We have been going for 3 years, you know. But he said, hey, you know, he went to school in Hawaii, at BYU Hawaii, and I'm part Hawaiian. My dad was born and raised on Maui. And so we decided, hey, let's do something. And Jeff's like, you play ukulele, let's start a festival. And I said, all right, sure, why not?
And that was one of the things that we noticed when we first moved out here, was that there was a pretty decent-sized Polynesian community. But yet there were no real Polynesian activities that really, you know, showed off the beautiful culture and just, you know, just all of that. And so when they brought that up, I was like, that's awesome, let's do it.
She did have some reservations. She was like,
Well, I didn't.
Can you guys really do this? You know, that's a lot of work.
I don't think it was as much as can you do it, but as much as you don't know how much work it's going to be.
Yeah, sure.
But it turned out great. You know, we had the first year went over really, really well. And again, like you said, last year it poured. And we still had like hundreds of people show up and just want to participate and learn how to play some songs. You know, buy ukuleles. We saw lots of people walking off with, you know, several ukuleles from KSM Music that comes out and sells their ukuleles for us.
One of the sponsors.
One of their sponsors, yeah. And, you know, so we want to, you know, keep up the tradition, you know, keep making it better and better every year. And I think that's where this is definitely going. I mean, we've got, you know, who the group that's coming up, Mahana, Utah, is coming up and doing a performance at 5 o'clock. And then, like you said, we're doing the open mic stuff. And we've got, it's completely packed.
If I can jump in here, one thing that I'm really excited about this year, because you mentioned before how awesome it was, the open mic competition last year. We actually opened it up and separated it into two competitions this year for 14 and under.
Oh, very cool.
And 15 and up. And we
so sort
actually
of a youth,
had,
youth competition
yeah.
And, then,
yeah.
and then an adult competition.
And I'm really excited to see everybody, because we've been seeing, I mean, we ended up having to close the 15 and up early because it became...
Yeah.
Full, all the spots were full.
No, we're going to be there till midnight, you know.
I know, we've actually had people contact us and ask us if we can, you know, open it up. And so we're like, we'd be running all night if we did that. But not that we wouldn't enjoy it.
Sure.
But
No, the competition last year was amazing. Again, for listeners, Saturday, August 1st. At 10 a.m. is when this all kicks off at Willow Park. And we have a contestant here for the Ukulele Dad t-shirt, Ann, on the line. Ann, you have a Stump Jeff ukulele history question or comment?
Oh, dear.
Or a story?
I think this will be really easy.
We'll
who is the most famous ukulele player?
That all depends on the era we're talking.
That's a really good question, Ann. And by the way, the T-shirt is yours. You can pick it up here at the station between 8 and 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Jeff, who is the most famous?
Well, that depends who we're talking about. We've got Roy Schmeck from England. We've got Cliff Edwards from the 1920s and 30s. Heading up through, you've got Roy Sakama. And you've got Iz.
Don't forget Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim through the 60s and 70s. You've got Jake Shumabukura now. So I guess it depends on which time period of the ukulele we're focused on.
And I was thinking of Don Ho, so I'm
totally
cool.
There you go. That's
Don Ho.
Most
there you go.
And that was a great question. And like I say, the T-shirt is waiting for you here at the station. You can pick it up as early as 8 a.m. tomorrow. It'll have your name on it. And it's a classic, Ukulele Dad. You can't get these T-shirts anywhere else, by the way.
In fact, I think we've only got a couple left.
Ooh,
so.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. All right. It has been fun, you guys. I'm looking forward to this. I'm hoping to get out to it myself. Listeners, again, August 1st, this Saturday, Willow Park, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Free events include ukulele lessons, live entertainment, Polynesian dancers, lay-making workshops, an open mic competition split into a youth competition and an adult competition, which is honestly worth seeing, and all of the information available, including some of the big-name sponsors behind this from right here in Cache Valley at Utah Uk Fest. .com, and I posted a link to that on our Facebook page. Danelle, David, Jeff, appreciate your time today.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back. Get to some of the other biggest. Do you want to? You want to send this to the news? All right. We'll do it. You have one more?
What do we want to do?
Put you on the spot here.
Okay.
They got it. All right. Here, playing us out to the local headlines with KVNU's Bill Walter, David Manoa, and Jeffrey Olson.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do. Just watch the smoke rings rise in the air.
Time is 4:37. I'm Bill Walter with this news update brought to you by Palmer Home Furnishings. A 53-year-old Logan man was shot and killed late last night outside his home during a standoff with police and SWAT teams. In a press conference that was held last hour, Chief Gary Jensen and also Cache County Sheriff Chad Jensen addressed the media about the incident last night.
Just after the 10 o'clock hour, we were phoned regarding the police response to a man that was threatening suicide, and from that point our patrol officers responded. They were able to contact this man by phone, found that he was suicidal, and that he claimed to have a firearm. From that point we continued to talk with him and try to understand his concerns and his issues. Knowing that he had a firearm and knowing that we had public safety issues at hand, we, the sheriff and I, have a combined group, SWAT group. We called out to help us with a perimeter to manage the safety of the neighborhood. This is a residential neighborhood where this took place. Several hours officers and detectives tried to work with Mr. Barker in trying to get to the bottom of his concerns and his needs. At some point, those talks broke down, and Mr. Barker presented himself at the doorway to his home with a handgun. Once again, Mr. Barker fired a shot towards a police vehicle parked right across the street, striking that police vehicle. And in turn, there were officers right there in that general vicinity, and they returned fire. We had emergency medical services, paramedics standing by just down the block. They were immediately summoned in to see to his medical needs, and they worked with Mr. Barker from the scene to Logan Regional Hospital, where he was actually pronounced dead at the hospital.
Again, that was Logan City Police Chief Gary Jensen from that press conference that was held last hour, which you heard live here on KBNU. So the suspect has been identified as 53-year-old Roger Darren Barker. And again, this occurred. The incident started at around 8:30 p.m. They negotiated with him off and on for the next several hours. Negotiations broke down. He did fire at police officers at about 11:45. They returned fire and shot Mr. Barker. He later was pronounced dead at Logan Regional Hospital. Now, both the officer and deputy have been placed on administrative leave. The Davis County Sheriff's Department and Davis County Attorney's Office have been requested to investigate the shooting. No one else was reportedly injured. Earlier in the night, police had initiated a reverse 911 call to local neighbors asking them to remain in their homes. In other news, a toddler has died after being struck by a car in an apartment parking lot in South Ogden. Police say the one-year-old girl had been hit by a car Tuesday night in the parking lot of the Canyon Rim Apartments. That case is being investigated. And a professional, former professional football player who now lives in southern Utah says several of his trophies were recently stolen. The Spectrum newspaper in St. George reports that one of the three men accused of stealing the items from Marshall Shirk reached a partial agreement with prosecutors this week. Shirk played with the Ottawa Rough Riders of the Canadian Football League from 1965 through 1971 as a defensive tackle with Ottawa. He won they won two Grey Cups. KBNU News Time is 4:41.
Hi, it's Valerie at Palmer Home Furnishing. Did you know that the summer months are the best time to buy furniture and mattresses? Because of manufacturer slowdown, promotions to us from the manufacturer are always better this time of the year. This, along with our extremely low overhead and warehouse pricing, makes summer the time to buy. Come get queen mattresses for $119, sofa sets just $349, or a leather sofa and love just $699. Mention this ad for free local delivery. Palmer Home Furnishing, 10th West, 800 North in Logan.
KBNU weather for tonight. We do have mostly clear skies on tap, and the overnight low around 50 degrees. And then plenty of sunshine into the lower 90s tomorrow. And then sunny mid-90s for the high temperature on Saturday, lower 90s on Sunday. We've been warm this afternoon compared to earlier this week. It's been to 88, and right now we have 87 degrees at KBNU. KBNU weather is brought to you by Stevens Forest Products. They have all sorts of landscaping products, topsoil, gravel, sand, different kinds of bark, and soil pep. Buy it in the bag for a dollar or two less. Buy it in bulk and save even more. 3277 North Main, Stevens Forest Products. For more details on these and other stories, visit CacheValleyDaily.com.
Good afternoon. This is Raydell Gibbons of Edward Jones Investments bringing you the Daily Financial Markets Report. U.S. stocks were little changed today as investors weighed economic data and earnings. In economic news, the number of Americans filing new applications for unemployment benefits increased last week, but was still lower than expected. Another report indicated that the GDP and personal consumption grew modestly in the second quarter. In earnings news, Whole Food Markets fell more than 11% after it reported earnings numbers below expectations. U.S. bonds were mixed today. Looking at the S&P 500 today, the best-performing sector was utilities, while the worst-performing sector was energy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 5.41 at 17,745.98, and the Standard & Poor's 500 Index was up 0.06 at 2,109.63. The NASDAQ Composite Index was up 17.05 at 5,128.79. Fine day in the New York Stock Exchange was moderate, with 794.94 million shares trading. The advancers and decliners were evenly matched on the day. In the commodity market, the price of gold fell $8.08 to $1,088.72, while the price of silver fell 8 cents to $14.75. Crude oil prices fell 30 cents to $48.49 per barrel. In the bond market, the 30-year Treasury yield closed at 2.95%, and the 10-year Treasury yield finished at 2.26%. For stocks of local interest, Autoliv closed down 7 cents at 104.87. Donnelley & Sons down 15 cents at 17.40. Home Depot is up 9 cents at 116.46. Kroger's up 20 cents at $39. Lowe's is up 12 cents at 68.86. Microsoft's up 59 cents at 46.88. Nucor's down 59 cents at 44.85. Orbital ATK is up 66 cents at 70.14. QEP Resources up 36 cents at 14.03. Questar is up 2 cents at 21.84. And Walmart stores closed down 7 cents at $72.16. This is Ray Dale Gibbons of Edward Jones Investments, a member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention and long-term financial advice. Located at 135 North Main, Suite 102 in downtown Logan.
Since the dawn of the Internet, man has been on a quest to make it faster, better, cheaper. Enter Rise Broadband.
Rise Broadband brings the best Internet experience to Cache Valley.
Play the hottest games with no buffering or interruptions.
Stream video and download faster than ever. Plans start at under $40 per month. Call now and get a free Apple TV with your choice of any high-speed plan. Plus, lock in your rate for 2 years and get free installation, free managed router, and unlimited data. 754-7003. Rise Broadband, 754-7003.
Hi, Cache Valley. This is Scott with Bridge Plumbing. Do you have an old water or sewer line that you've been thinking about replacing? I'd like you to think about trenchless pipe replacement. Trenchless pipe replacement is a method we use to replace water and sewer lines with little or no digging. This allows us to replace sewer lines or water lines without having to trench your whole yard apart or dig up a driveway or destroy some of your favorite plants. If you're thinking about replacing your water or sewer line, give us a call at Bridge Plumbing for a free sewer camera inspection. 750-0880.
You are a very funny man.
Welcome back to KBN News for the People. This is Bill, by the way.
Yeah. Back before my voice changed.
That's right. Thanks again to David and Danelle Manoa and Jeffrey Olson. If you missed that, grab the podcast tomorrow morning at 610kvnu.com. The Utah Ukulele Festival is what they were talking about. They are the founders and organizers. And this is all happening Saturday, August 1st. I've posted a link to their webpage and the flyer on our Facebook page at facebook.com/kvnuftp, or you can visit Utah Ukfest, U-K-E, UtahUkFest.com. Kicks off Saturday morning, and honestly, if you go for nothing else, go for the competitions. You'll be amazed at the talent that exists in Cache Valley, or maybe you won't, but you'll at least appreciate the talent that exists in Cache Valley. Many people know there's a lot of talent here, so maybe you won't be surprised, but yeah.
It'll, but the talent with the ukulele.
Yeah, it was amazing to see. I really enjoyed that part last year, so, and I plan to get out for that at least again this year. So everything kicks off at 10 a.m. at Willow Park this Saturday, the Utah Ukulele Festival. And, wow, big news day in Utah. Senator Mike Lee out with a very cool bit of video, about a minute and a half, that I think will be very welcome for a lot of people to hear, especially those that have been worried about, tax-exempt status and religious organizations. Senator Mike Lee, during a hearing with IRS representatives unrelated to this topic, actually asked a question and got an unequivocal commitment from an IRS top brass, if you will, that there would be no effort to target religious institutions to undermine or do away with their tax-exempt status. He sent along, his staff sent along a clip of the video, and we appreciate that for them sending that along. It's a minute and about 40 seconds that I think, like I say, be welcome news to a lot of people that are kind of watching what's happening around us, a lot of cultural changes, a lot of, you know, changes to from the Supreme Court ruling to various states taking up issues of money in politics, to even some outright calls from certain organizations to address tax-exempt status of lots of different organizations, from the NFL to certain religious organizations. And, well, what Senator Mike Lee was able to get out of IRS top brass yesterday, well, we'll have the audio for you right after this here on KVNU's For the People.
Here's an appliance offer no one else can even come close to. In fact, it's such a good deal, Hooker Appliance bought truckloads. A Whirlpool Duet front load washer and electric dryer, valued elsewhere at over $1,400. Just $9.99 at Hooker's. Don't wait, this deal will not be repeated. $9.99 for a Whirlpool Duet front load washer and dryer. Then if you like, add the deluxe pedestals for just $3.69. Hurry in before July 31st or before quantities run out. Hooker Appliance, 3620 North Main.
Hey, y'all, this is Morgan Perkins, your 2015 Cache County Fair and Rodeo First Attendant. Here at the Ram Rodeo, we don't let you go home without excitement. Come and see Elephants, Brown's Amusements Carnival, and much, much more. Thanks to our sponsors, H&A Fabrications, Lewiston State Bank, and Rocky Mountain Power. Tickets can be found online at cachecounty.org, the Cache County Administration Building, IFA, and Macy's. The Cache County Fair and Rodeo, August 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Having trouble getting your diesel truck's transmission fixed right? Come see Walton Sun Transmissions in Logan. Quality repair at a price that's fair. Whether it's Ford, GM, or Dodge, Walton Sun will beat the competition with his service because he won't wait ridiculous times for repairs. He'll also beat any competitor's official written price. And if the repair isn't what you'd hope for, he'll make it right. Get to 2300 North Main in Logan or call 435-535-3646 for the best transmission repair and service in town.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
We have now reached the point where a majority of the Supreme Court of the United States of America, nine justices in black robes, have literally argued in this law, in this case, that words that are written into law are meaningless, that these words are empty vessels in which the Supreme Court justices, these nine, if they choose, or a majority thereof, they can fill any meaning they want into them.
Sean Hannity, evenings on KVNU 610 AM and 102.1 FM.
The Tour de France dominates the landscape of professional cycling, a three-week behemoth that draws the attention of fans worldwide. But now that it's over, the spotlight is shifting to North America and even closer to home. The Tour of Utah starts Monday, kicks off an unprecedented run of races that include the Tour of Alberta and the USA Pro Challenge in Colorado. It ends in September with the return of the World Championships to the United States for the first time since 1986. Tour of Utah once attracted only cyclists based in the U.S., but now some of the top teams of the World Tour head to what is billed as America's toughest stage race, where they are greeted by crowds approaching 300,000 over the course of the week-long event, which begins Monday. First stage starts here in Logan, heads north into Bear Lake, and then comes back for the men. The Women's Criterium is happening in downtown Logan on Monday, but there is an event on Saturday, opportunity to meet the cyclists and the teams at the Logan Golf and Country Club. That'll be Saturday evening. And then stage two begins in Tremonton on Tuesday and then heads south from there. Eric Franson for KVNU Sports.
You didn't abandon you, Pete. We just thought you was a toad.
No, they never did turn me into a toad.
Well, that was our mistake then.
Welcome back to KVNU's For the People. Jason Williams here. Yesterday in Washington, D.C., during a Senate committee hearing, unrelated to this topic, by the way, it was a committee hearing on some really, really boring nuts and bolts of tax policy. During a committee hearing, Senator Mike Lee, our own, had a chance to ask IRS Commissioner John Koskinen yesterday if he could commit to the IRS taking no actions to remove tax-exempt status from religious colleges, universities, or other organizations. This is an issue that some have outright called for, Conservatives, I know, are very nervous about this after the Supreme Court same-sex marriage ruling and what they feel has been a slew of changes at the both the federal level, state level, and even the court level. And it has conservatives worrying that next up is going to be an all-out assault on tax-exempt status for religious organizations, especially religious universities. Senator Mike Lee has spoken about this before, but he had a chance to ask IRS Commissioner John Koskinen for a commitment, and he got it. Senator Mike Lee's staff sent audio of this exchange. Again, it happened yesterday in Washington, D.C. Senator Lee's staff sent this audio along. Here is Senator Mike Lee speaking with IRS Commissioner John Koskinen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to follow up with you on our earlier line of questioning. Will you commit to me that while you remain on as the commissioner of the IRS, as long as you remain there, you will not, in the absence of a directive by Congress or by the courts, a subsequent directive, one not in place right now, that you will not take any action to remove the tax-exempt status from religious colleges and universities based on their belief that marriage is between a man and a woman?
I can make that commitment.
Thank you. You can understand why this is a significant issue. I deeply appreciate your willingness to make that commitment, and I assume that is a commitment that you're empowered to make. In other words, if an action like what I described were to be taken, it would be taken by you rather than by the White House. Is that correct?
It would be a regulation. We would issue a regulation which Treasury and the IRS issue jointly. If we ever did that, we would issue it for public comment. There would be no surprises. We're not sneaking up on anybody. Down the road, if the IRS ever moves in that direction because of public policy changes, it would first issue a draft regulation for public comment, so the public would have plenty of notice and plenty of opportunity to comment, and that's not going to happen in the next 2.5 years.
So you're committing to me that you won't issue such a regulation?
In the next 2.5 years.
Thank you.
There you have it. Now, of course, that is on record and something that seemed to satisfy Senator Mike Lee, according to the Associated Press. He spoke with the Associated Press after the hearing, and Senator Lee said he still worries about the IRS even having certain powers that could be used to target religious institutions based on their individual beliefs. But he said the comments of the current commissioner and that public commitment that nothing is in the works or planned for the time being, or even the next 2 years, Senator Mike Lee said that was a welcome commitment to have on the public record. In related news, Utah's own Representative Jason Chaffetz actually calling on the president earlier this week for the IRS to fire Koskinen, the man Senator Mike Lee was speaking with. Chaffetz, in his role as chairman of the House Oversight Committee, claims that Koskinen had obstructed the congressional investigation into the treatment of conservative groups. Chaffetz actually wrote a letter to the president stating that Koskinen had failed to comply with congressional subpoenas and testify truthfully and preserve and produce, quoting from the letter here, 24,000 emails relevant to the investigation. The White House said the president doesn't intend at any point to remove Koskinen, which is another way to say they disagree with the accusations of Representative Chaffetz. I do as well. But, you know, you've got to put yourself in the spotlight somehow if you're Jason Chaffetz, right? But again, many people will find these comments welcome and maybe a little comforting even. A lot of worry. And I understand it. Even though I am on the opposite political side on these specific issues, I understand the concern. I think for a lot of conservatives out there, there's been a lot of change that seems to be happening very quickly. And it's not just same-sex marriage. There's a lot of cultural shift happening as well that has many social conservatives feeling sort of left behind and in the minority in this country, which, I mean, truthfully, they are now. If you look at the public opinion polls, it's life. But I understand the concerns. And one of the concerns was, and Senator Mike Lee has talked about this many times before, one of the concerns was, and it has come up before, in fact, in an issue over a religious university that refused to allow or that fired a faculty member for when they found out he was in an interracial marriage. Now, this was back in the 1970s, 80s, late 70s, early 80s. But Bob Jones University actually had their tax-exempt status threatened because they didn't comply with federal laws making it legal to be in an interracial marriage. So a lot of people point to that and say, well, it's happened before, and it could happen with same-sex marriage as well if a university refuses to acknowledge a staff member or even a student in a same-sex marriage. They could then be threatened with their tax-exempt status. Commissioner Koskinen told Senator Mike Lee, no plans to pursue tax-exempt status removal for any religious universities or institutions. All right, a brand spanking new Miro moment right after this.
News Talk KVNU, Logan, the voice of Northern Utah.